Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, speaking of that, now, tell us about what is the situation with Dickey? What's happened?
R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey. Tell us what's
yes, up. Yes, yes. Yeah. R.A. Dickey. Well, he is the pitcher for the New York Mets, who is having an unbelievable season. Actually, it's believable because he just made it. I think this is like his second consistent year in the majors. It's been a long, long journey for him.
By the way, his testimony is on the VFN Torch. You got to see
it. Yes, it is.
If you go to the VFN Torch and type in R.A. Dickey, you can actually hear firsthand him share his testimony, because how he got to where he is right now is a miracle. It's a miracle.
It is. He found God at a young age and kept the Lord at the center of his life, and he's having a phenomenal year. He's now just won his 13th game of the season. He's leading the major leagues with most wins, and so he's getting all of this attention right now. He's just finished the All-Star game, selected first time. This is the best of the best that are selected to play on a national level, and he was just selected to participate and pitch and play in that game. Well, he's getting, you know, calls for interviews, and I just read a recent article, and it was entitled Worship on the Mound. You get that?
Worship on the Mound. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Think about Jeremy Lin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
You have
Tim Tebow.
And you have
Drew Brees.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're just taking a stand for God. He's literally taking a stand for God on the mound.
On the mound.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, his story is he got to the major leagues and to this level really on a second chance. It was God's providence. He learned and turned to, after his arm kind of just blowing out, to an unconventional pitch called the knuckleball. And he's actually the only major league throwing a pitch called the knuckleball.
What does that mean? I mean, knuckle.
Well,
what is that?
He throws knuckles? Tell you. Oh, no, but actually you don't use your knuckles to throw the ball. You actually use your nails in a special grip. But he's the only one in the majors presently right now who's pitching his pitch. And what happens with this pitch is that most pitchers, you throw a fastball, a slider, a curveball, and the ball is designed to do all sorts of things and go at a specific curve or slide. Well, with the knuckleball, it does not rotate at all. It just kind of floats out there, and it does whatever it wants to do. It's erratic, it's chaos, and you really can't control it.
I mean, he doesn't even know what's going to happen?
Not really. He can actually point it to a certain direction. He can control it a little bit of where, it can fall into a strike zone area, but where it's going to break and how it's going to turn. If you ever saw those old Bugs Bunny commercials where the guy's trying to swing the baseball and he swings three times before the ball actually gets there.
I've not only seen the commercial.
I've done that.
I've done that.
But this is exactly
my worst case, though, was the golf club. We won't talk about that.
Oh, goodness. No, we won't talk about that. But this is exactly what happens. In fact, the batters oftentimes smirk and they laugh and look back at them like, what in the world was that? And so when he was asked and interviewed, and this was really neat because he says in this article that oftentimes he talks about the Lord and he gives God glory for what's happening in his career. But oftentimes the media cuts out that portion of his interview.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know what? We exist for that portion that's cut out. Tell you what the news is, but we're going to tell you the God perspective, what God's word would be, and talk about, R.A. Dickey stand for God. That's beautiful.
Right. That's right. And so he says, I shout it from the rooftops. And so the thing with the knuckleball that he learned, it's actually close to how his life has been. He's trying to control his life and trying to control his marriage, trying to control even his walk with God. And he realized that, I got to get my hands off of my life and surrender my life to Jesus and let Jesus be in control of my life. Just like I released the knuckleball pitch, let it go and let it be free in the hands of God. And so the person that's interviewing him asks him, do you throw angry when you are up on the mound? He says, early in my career, I was taught, just to throw angry, to throw hard and just get the ball there. But he says, that doesn't work for me anymore. He says, now as a pitcher, I want to be in a place of peace. I want to be a place of just releasing the ball, and that's what works. Mm-hmm. And I love this question. Listen to this question.
Who's asking it?
Well, this comes from the World Magazine, and the interviewer asks him, how do you feel serene when it's late, inning, the score is tied, bases are loaded, and the fans are roaring? I mean, if you've been to a baseball game and it's bases loaded and you're just like, the game is on the line, this is major tense pressure. The next ball could be a strikeout, or the guy can hit it through the roof.
Hold on a minute. Are you talking about baseball? you're listening to some football fans here. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's intense.
I'm helping you guys out.
But I remember looking as hard as I can at the field, trying to hold my eyelid open. Full of hot dogs, you know, after that. And I'm sure I just probably was not at a Mets game. If I was at a Mets game.
Were not an exciting game.
But of course, you know, I am open for invitations. So.
Well, hey, come on. You know, I'll take it.
I want to go with you and Elijah. I want to go with Eddie, too.
Oh,
I want to
go
to Eddie. Eddie's a lot of fun. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a lot of fun.
It actually gave you a shout out last night.
Oh, cool.
Well. So this is intense pressure now. Bases are loaded. That means for, you know, you non-baseball fan right here, you know, pay attention. That when
I'm a fan now. I'm a fan.
When the bases are loaded, the next hit or walk or whatever happens scores another run. So he says, what do you do when you're under this pressure? And he says, well, I do on the field as an act of worship. God has given me the gifts to do what I do. And when I use them fully, I glorify him. In those moments when it might seem most intense in my mind, I start singing a song. So the interviewer asks him a follow-up question. What song? He says, well, My God is an Awesome God, or any song that I recall in the moment. It's in my mind. I'm not necessarily mouthing the words out there, but in my mind, it always helps me to breathe and to feel the moment. And I thought, wow, all right, Dickie, that is so awesome, because – you know, when you get raised to prominence and you're doing well and you're succeeding and he's winning on the baseball field, he knows who he's doing it for. It's not for his glory or for his fame, but it's rather for the fame and for the glory and the worship of God. And that's what I'm appreciating about these athletes that we just mentioned here recently, that it's not about, you know, fame. It's not about self, but it's about, wow, God's given me this platform and God's given me this opportunity so that I can boldly share and proclaim and point to him who's the author of every perfect and pleasant thing in my life. And it just encourages me, and I'm sure it encourages our radio listeners, that give glory to God. Give glory to God. If you're in a situation, if you're at a job, if whatever place you find yourself, do it with excellence and know that every time that you're getting an attention, you can always glorify the Lord. It speaks to his majesty and his goodness. And I'm just excited about all of that. I mean, I think it's just absolutely
great. That is so cool. I think about Ephesians chapter 6, you know, when he says, I think it's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. He says, serve wholeheartedly at the workplace, whatever your job is. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord.
That's right.
So he's biblically correct. He's moving in the context of the creator of the universe as expectation of him. That he wants R.A. Dickey to pitch that ball like he's pitching it for Jesus.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I know. The question is he trying to strike Jesus out? But he says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. That's the kicker. You know, when you realize that you're at your job, and I got news for you. You know, if you don't start liking your job, it will stop liking you.
Yeah,
well. And you need to begin to celebrate it, pray for your boss and your supervisors, be an added, you know,
add value
to your workplace. When you show up, they're thankful. When you leave, they're not. They want you to hang around. You know, be the first to show up. Don't ever get caught up in the fact that people say just because you're being nice to someone that you're kissing up to them. No, you're just being wise in regards to you want to serve those people who are paying you a paycheck. And when they give you a paycheck, check this out. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm.
Thank you. And even share with them, you know, because of this job, that my wife and my family or my husband or my children, we're able to have, you know, food and have a house that we're staying in. I'm just so grateful for us having this relationship. I want to be a good employee for you. I want to be able to bring value to your company. You know, I've studied the vision. I understand where you're going with this company, and I agree with it. And I just want to add, I want you to help you meet your dreams and your vision for this company.
Right.
And believe me, they're going to, woo. I mean it, by the way.
Mm. Right.
And you'll find out that's you're the person that they want to be able to keep when things get tough. And they're going to really start doing some significant adjusting, and they already are now, but we haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. But I want to encourage you, too, that even if they don't recognize it, because they may not, the great motivation that we all have as believers is that we're doing it for the audience of one. You know, you're doing it for God. God's watching.
Right.
And God's getting glory, and it's not wasted. And that's so cool. You know, that's the amazing thing there.
That's true, because he's talking in Ephesians 6 about slaves and masters. You know, so whatever your pay scale is, it's higher. If it's in America, it's higher than a slave wage.
Mm.
You know, and but he says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward you, just like John said. He'll reward everyone for whatever he does, whether he's the employee or the boss, whether he's a slave or whether he's free. It doesn't matter. I mean, God can bless you in so many different ways.
That's right.
You know, and it looked like it was over. You got to catch that on the torch. You got to go to the torch, go to VFNTV.com and hear R.A. Dickey's story, because it looked like it was totally over. I mean, they looked at his body, and his body did not have the right dimensions. One arm's hanging lower than the other. I'm thinking like, oh, that means we couldn't be used, right?
All right. It's over.
And think about this. He's at an age where, you know, most ball players are retiring. They're getting too old. And where most conventional pitchers would have definitely wore out his arm. But God gives him the ability and the gifting to throw this pitch that has zero wear on his arm and would extend his career, you know, another 10 years or so. It's like, wow, God, how awesome is that?
Amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.